Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you again. This week we're going to be talking about, obviously, the awards that have been handed out to this point in the offseason. Again, talking a little bit about the free agency. Obviously, not a lot to talk about in the second segment, and going ahead with the curtain call in the third segment. So, some good questions sent in tonight, and thank you very much for sending those in. You know how you can do that. You can get in touch with Nolan or myself at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Facebook or Instagram, and just send us a message, and we're happy to either, if it's a personal one that needs a training question, we'll talk to you about that. If it's one for the show, we'll get it on the air if it's all possible, and we'll go from there. So, as always, hopefully you've had a dirty week wherever you are listening to us. And as always, we want to thank our servicemen and women around the world for doing what you do so we can do what we do every day. Absolutely. It's still exciting times. You're probably out there, just like Nolan and myself and the rest of the baseball fans out there that are just waiting and on Mr. Soto and kicking tires here and there, and who knows really what's going to happen. We got some ideas in that. We'll talk about them tonight and stuff like that. But certainly some of the other free agents, too. It's important to get talking about them. I'm sure they're starting to get lined up a little bit. Get a pretty good idea of what their plan is moving forward right after Soto. So hopefully, what do we got? Owners meetings in New York this week, and then Thanksgiving next week. And, of course, the GM meetings, winter meetings in Dallas in a couple of weeks. So hopefully something's starting to shake down by that point in time. We're all dying for it. There's no question about it. That's what it is. We need more spark in the off season, more fire and more energy, and that's what it's about. Keep us going. Keep us excited, right? Football's humming along there. NHL hockey, of course, is humming along for any hockey fan. Basketball as well, humming along. So lots of stuff to take your eyes off of baseball and make you kind of forget about it until it's time to fire it up again. So, again, like I said, thanks for being a fan. Thanks for being a listener. Thanks for sending your questions in to us all the time. Appreciate it a ton, immensely. It's what it's all about. That's why we did the show. That's why we started the show. And it's what keeps us motivated and excited all the time, too. So, as always, just settle in, sit back, get that favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, Dirtbags, because we're going to be right back here in a second. Nolan's going to kick things off.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays, and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice. So many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat. Grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
There are Black Friday deals, and then there are Kohl's Black Friday deals. Where else can you get 40% off Levi's, up to 50% off Sephora fragrances, and home favorites for under 10 bucks all in the same place? And it gets better. You can score extra Kohl's cash with $15 earned for every 50 spent. Get 15% off some of your finds and save even more with limited-time doorbusters like 50% off toys. Select styles. Offers end November 29th. Coupons do not apply to Levi's and Kohl's. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Q finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only 25 bucks a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires compatible devices. Not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Shop early, save big, all month long during Black Friday Buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, let's roll.
Yeah, report comes out from Ken Rosenthal. And normally I like listening to Ken. I like seeing what he talks about. I like seeing what he preaches. Usually a very good MLB insider. The Alex Bregman thing that dropped today was just insanity in every regard. That was insanity. 11-year, $350 million is what him and Scott Boras are asking for. That is ludicrous if he thinks he's getting that much. Like, Alex Bregman is not a 25, 26-year-old kid anymore. They're saying that he wants the Manny Machado contract, essentially, when he signed with San Diego. And it's like, okay, Machado was 26. Bryce Harper was 26 when they signed those deals. Juan Soto's going to be 26 by the time the season rolls around next year. Like, Guerrero, Bichette, obviously, when they come up to free agency in a year's time, they're going to be 26 years old each. Alex Bregman's not getting 11-year, $350 million. Fantastic player. I think he's going to be great on whatever team he signs for. But there is not a hope in heck that you are signing him to an 11-year, $350 million in good conscience.
And that's a typical Scotty Boras statement there, right? Start high and see where it goes, right? And again, don't forget that Boras has had a lot of conversations with those big juggernaut teams over the last week through Soto. So he's had a lot of dialogue outside of that after the communication has been done with Soto, and he's asked his questions of each of the teams, and then Scott gets to sit down with them, whether it's in the hallway or post conversation of Soto, right? And they're going to be asking about all his big guys, because like we said, right, he's got five of the big guys right there, or a half a dozen of the big guys, and so he's certainly going to be trying to feel the landscape. And if you got that much money for Soto, why don't you have that much money for the rest? But I think that's what Scott Boras is probably having trouble with over the last 2 years. And it started about 4 years ago when things started slowing down, right? But Shohei last year, and then we saw what happened. And similar things are going to happen this year after Soto goes. Because, you know, Burns, nice pitcher. Great pitcher. Everybody's going to take him. Anybody would take him. Anchor your staff. Away you go. Competed in the AL East, did very well, extremely well, and, you know, but exactly right. Are you thinking Gerrit Cole type numbers? No. I'm around $200 million, $225 million and stuff like that. which is $100 million short of Mr. Cole. Willie Adames, nice player, but just a player. But let's stick to Bregman. You're right. I mean, hey, hats off. Everybody would take him. He's a difference maker in the clubhouse and on the field. There's no question about that. Nobody will deny that. But you're right. You're looking at a 31-year-old, and it's just not going to happen. I cannot see teams, as much as there's a lot of those teams that need third basemen and could move players around the field and give them options, I just don't think that market's going to stay up around that $400 million if Mr. Soto's going to get $700 million like they're projecting.
Yeah, even that, though. Like, Soto, I mean, we've talked about the defensive liability that he is. For some of the teams that are rumored to be in on Soto, it really does blow my mind. Because let's be honest about it. The Los Angeles Dodgers aren't signing Juan Soto.
No.
Like, in what, 5 years maybe, at most, he'll be a DH? Because his defense is a liability. He can't play right field. Like, I'm sorry, whatever team's signing him, just tell him right now you're playing left field.
Well, like they said,
and you hope
right?
that you can milk whatever sort of outfield out of him left, and then just DH. So, I mean, right there, you already got Shohei Ohtani for 9+ years left.
Well, that's why. Like, Yankee Stadium worked well for him, right? Shorter portion right for him, shorter distance to make the throws. He looks like a marquee player out there.
Yeah.
Boston Red Sox, slide him over to left field, looks like a marquee player off the wall.
Well.
But the rest
you
of
gotta,
those fields,
you got to navigate the wall pretty good.
Learn it.
That's it.
You have to learn it, but 14-year contract or whatever he ends up signing, you're going to be able to learn that over the time and be serviceable. But the rest of them, no way. I mean, if it's Toronto, look at what Toronto changed on their field dimensions in the last year. That's a completely different outfield. Now, I realize he was able to play there this year, get a bit of knowledge on it.
Yeah.
But still.
Even Baltimore's changing their left field.
Baltimore's changing theirs. Right? And so, yeah, I mean, that's an astronomical ask. And kudos to him, I guess. Why not? Kick the tires and see what's out there. The Dodgers, I think, was a lot of just getting in the fold to say we're in the fold, but really to get a conversation going with maybe a Blake Snell with Boris.
Well, that's
it. Wouldn't you say, right?
That's it. They needed to kick down the doors on somebody with Boris. So, I mean, why not just say Juan Soto and throw his name out there? Then automatically drums up interest from everybody. But let's be honest, they're not signing Juan Soto. And it's the same as the Toronto Blue Jays. The Toronto Blue Jays aren't signing Juan Soto. No disrespect. We live an hour outside of Toronto, as most of you guys know. Everybody up here knows, year in, year out, the media loves to pump up, oh, Toronto's in on this guy. Toronto's in on this guy. Shohei Ohtani, he's flying to Toronto. Guess what? Oh, wait, no, he's laughing at his house. They're not in, I'm sorry, no disrespect. They are not in on Juan Soto, because like we said off air there the other day, what's the first question if I'm Juan Soto and Scott Boras? What am I asking the Toronto Blue Jays? A, what are we doing about the managerial situation? Because John Schneider, as much of a puppet as he is, he can't be the long-term guy there. Like, if you're signing a guy to a 14-year deal, Soto knows Schneider's got to either figure something out or get out the door, because I still believe Donnie Baseball should be the manager there. And B, what are you doing with Guerrero and Bichette? And Bichette and Guerrero are wondering the same thing. What are you doing with us? We're not signed long-term.
Well, that's it, right? And the pressure on Ross Atkins and Mark Shapiro as well. They've got to do something this year. They are in a bad, bad position, the Toronto Blue Jays. They're in a phenomenal position if they make the right trades for Bichette and Guerrero, or Guerrero and Bichette, one or the other, or both. They can build a lot of depth, because you're going to get major league quality back for them, plus some prospects. But they've got to make so many things. I don't even know how that conversation went last week when they were in the room with them, unless they already know that they've got trades on the table that they're happy with, and that they were able to sell Soto on those types of things. Because all accounts are, there's nothing rolling with extensions at all for either one of them. They're just not getting anything done. And that's the way. Like, why if you're Guerrero, would you sign an extension if you don't know you're going to get Soto or somebody of that close caliber? And vice versa. Why, if you're Soto, would you want to go if you're not going to get Guerrero or somebody in there that's going to be an Aaron Judge type player?
Well,
which who out there is?
Yeah, yeah. Right? Let's call what it is.
Santander is next to in, behind him, and I'll
in
take
terms
Santander.
Of power.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you're not going to get that out of him. Like the Blue Jays are in tough position. I mean, Steve Cohen's still in a good position. I think at the end of the day, the Blue Jays drive up the price. Soto's happy. Boris is happy. Drive on, probably to the New York Mets.
Well, yeah, it's going to be one or the other. It's New York or New York. Like, I just don't see there being any other realistic possibilities out there. Like, the Jays scratch them. Boston scratch them. Phillies, I mean, yeah, you can throw it out there. And, I mean, yeah, that's a possibility. I just don't see Soto signing with them. As much as I think fans would like to believe, like, I just can't see Middleton and Dombrowski getting that deal done. And yeah, the Dodgers, I just can't see that one. So I'm thinking end of the day, I just think Steve Cohen and Steinbrenner are going to go to war on who wants to pay the $1 million more.
Well, I think that's what it comes down to with Soto. By the way the reports are coming out, right? I mean, he started the offseason with basically show me the money.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's gone anywhere since then.
No.
I mean, yes, he wants a great team around him or whatever, but at the end of the day, he wants the money.
That's it. I'm 14-year, 520.
He thinks that he's going to be the highest paid player ever or whatever, or up to this point in time, and that's what he's locked on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants a winning team around him. There's no question you want a winning team around you and stuff like that. But if you've got, you know, again, he's 26. He just turned it there, 2 weeks ago, I guess, and... So if he wants to settle in and do that, that's fine. But other than that, I don't see anything happening. So Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. So, talking about Soto, talking about Bregman before we were in segment one. So, let's carry on down the list, Nolan. So, you got Corbin Burns. Where do you think that? He's basically tier two, probably with maybe Blake Snell, Willie Adames for sure. Let's go with Burns first. Hasn't been a lot of talk out there, so.
I mean, everybody saw what he tweeted after the Dodgers won. Obviously, he wants to go to the Dodgers. Dodgers are a team that makes a lot of sense. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it. They do make a lot of sense. So that's a team with injury-riddled starting pitchers. And what's Corbin Burns been? Durable. Year after year, he's making every start. I mean, the numbers kind of went down a little bit this year, but that's a team built to win now. That's a team built to win in the future. The Dodgers are what they are. They're a powerhouse of a team. That's obviously got to be one of his top spots because I don't think you just tweet that out accidentally after they win the World Series. So as much as I hate to say it, I really think the Dodgers will probably have about as strong a chance as anybody. I don't think he really has a preference as to where he wants to go. Like you said, there hasn't honestly been a lot of talk about it at all. Now, if I'm Detroit and I want to get serious about trying to take that next step, good young team. Everybody saw what they just did. They have no free agents and they have no starting pitching. Let's call it what it is. Like, obviously, outside of Skubal, I'm just saying, like Skubal obviously is their ace, and then that's it. If I'm Detroit, I'd offer him a buttload of money. They have a buttload of money to spend. The rest of Detroit's popular right now. Obviously, you get the Lions doing what they're doing. The Red Wings are sucking a bit, and the Pistons are sucking, but Lions are doing what they're doing. Tigers just made the playoffs. You see the atmosphere. The atmosphere is great. If I'm them, I'm trying to make as good of an offer as I possibly can. And that 1-2 punch would be nasty.
Yeah, no question. Righty lefty, lefty righty. Beautiful. So Dodgers if it's in the NL, Tigers if it's the AL. All right. Willie Adames. Lots of talk about him. Pretty general talk or whatever. And that at first it was really the Atlanta Braves looking. But they certainly branched out that this week.
I honestly think the Jays or the Giants. I think those are the two teams that are just sticking in my mind. The Jays, I think it's a real simple conversation. Play a year at second base and then move back over to shortstop. Or play shortstop and we trade Bichette. Because for some reason, they're too afraid to move Bichette off of shortstop. Willie Adames comes in. I get he had a down year defensively. He's still a better defensive shortstop than Bo Bichette. I get the Jays have a bunch of young, good kids, but the Jays need to do something. So that's a move to me that makes a lot of sense. And then obviously the Giants, they've very publicly said we need a shortstop. That 1-2 punch on the left side would probably be about the best in baseball, in my opinion, with Chapman and Willie Adames.
Blake Snell. Do you think he goes across the coast and goes to the Mets?
I mean, I got two NL teams. One of them he's already played for in the San Diego Padres. Familiarity with them. Team that's on the precipice of doing something good. Mike Schilt just obviously finished second for NL Manager of the Year. That's a team he's got a lot of familiarity with. Stays in the same geographical area where he's been the past 2 years, basically. I get San Fran's a little bit further up the coast. But still, California, nice weather. High taxes, but nice weather. And then, yeah, obviously you get the New York Mets. I think that it's pretty much one of those two teams. Honestly, I don't think he comes back to the AL. I'd be very surprised if he did, at least.
Walker Buehler. We talked about it a little bit last week, looking at a one-year deal, but who... That one-year deal maybe goes up in dollar value, though.
Who's the team that just made all the reclamation projects look like an absolute success? Made it to the ALCS. Lost in the ALCS, but the Kansas City Royals. I think that would be a smart landing spot for him. Just, I mean, you look at it, right? You get Seth Lugo, who relatively, I'd say in the grand scheme of things, a relatively unknown pitcher who's going to finish second in the AL Cy Young voting. I mean, personally to me, it's a move that would make a lot of sense. You sign into that 1 or 2 year, I don't know, $15 to $20 million. you hedge your bet that hey, we're not overpaying him, but based on what we saw in the playoffs, we think you can be that dude again. And you pair him with Michael Wacha, Seth Lugo. Nice little start in rotation, especially if the Brady Singer trade rumors are true.
I was just going to say that.
Jonathan India are highly linked together in a possible trade.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. Does that open up the door for Piccolo to be able to pull that trade off?
I think it does.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it does.
For sure. That's a nice little call. You got one of the best catchers still out there behind the dish for you. You're Walker Buehler.
And you get Bobby Witt Jr. How can you not be enticed to play with Bobby Witt Jr.?
Yeah. And it's a one-year deal, so they still have a bit of money to be able to go out and get maybe a Santander.
Pitcher's Park.
Right? Because they need some offense. So, yeah, that one-year deal going there, that's really good. I like that one. I do. Let's slide across to Jurickson Profar. Not a lot of talk about him. And any that was really out there, everybody has him kind of going back to the Padres,
yeah,
which makes common sense.
Yeah, I think everybody would be shocked if he doesn't go back there.
Had his career year.
Either there or obviously another place that he played in Texas Rangers. That's a team that obviously the outfield, for whatever reason, just didn't work out this year. Good young kids out there. That team's ready to rock and roll again. Those are the two teams that jump out to me.
Can the Dodgers maybe steal him from the Padres?
He would. No. He'd sign with 29 other teams. He'd be like, who the heck was the, I'm drawing a blank on the player's name. He said, Ken Griffey Jr. When Ken Griffey Jr. was talking about if the Yankees were the only team to offer him a contract, he'd retire. I genuinely think Profar hates the Dodgers, and especially after what happened in the NLDS this year, that much. To the point where he'd say, no, I'd retire before signing with you.
He probably would. You're right. I mean, there's a heated rivalry there now. So, and that's it. He's got a nice little contract coming up, I would think. And it's great for him. I mean, former number one overall prospect with the Rangers way back in the day. Never worked until now, really. And so, great timing for the kid. No question about it. So, that's it. Over to Paul Goldschmidt. What are your thoughts there, Nolly?
Obviously, you're hearing a lot of burrs. I'd be very surprised if he didn't sign with the Yankees. 1 year, 12 with the Yankees. Look at his second half numbers. I know that people are going to jump the gun. Look at his second half numbers. Fantastic second half compared to what he did in the first half for the Cardinals. Really tried to carry that team into the playoffs. Still plays good enough defense that you're very happy about him. Obviously can help out some young guys. Jazz Chisholm, I mean, he's going to probably be playing a different position. I don't know if he's going to be third or second base, but I think he'd help out that team, and especially with the short pork, he's not asked to be the centerpiece of an offense anymore at this point in his career. And truthfully, I just don't see Christian Walker being a New York guy. So that's why I'm kind of looking like, all right, well, and even Paul Goldschmidt, I'm not necessarily saying that he's not a New York guy. Just personality-wise, he's not a New York guy. But the Yankees need him because they need an upgrade at first base over what they currently have for the Brewers.
So you don't think the Astros and then trade for Arenado?
No. No.
You just
I think the Yankees. Wholeheartedly, really? I think the Yankees.
Yeah. I do agree with you. I know we've said both him and Christian Walker with the Yankees and stuff like that. I agree with you. I think the personality would be probably tough. I mean, Goldschmidt, I mean, Walker's a seasoned veteran as well or whatever. Goldie's that much more of a mature veteran or whatever that could probably adjust to the Yankees and stuff. But that'll be interesting to see. There's no question about it. No question at all. So let's go over to some of the relievers and the trades. All right. What do you think your Cardinals are going to do with Helsley?
I think they hold.
I think so, too.
I think they squander the opportunity, but that's just it. Like, they have to be blown away to trade Helsley. Why would you trade him now? I can trade him at the deadline if I'm not in contention. He's only got 1 year left, so it's not like I'm going to get that overhaul of prospects that if you would have traded him during last year. And at the same time, I don't think the Cardinals are really that far off. Sonny Gray already said, I'm not getting traded. Wilson Contreras moving to first base. I'm not getting traded. They got a bunch of young kids that eventually need to figure it out in St. Louis, obviously. But I just can't see them trading Helsley unless, like you said, it's just, all right, we're giving you our number one, our number five, and our number 10 prospect in our system. Wow. And it's like, and that, and even that, like, what team would be willing to do that? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. it's just got to be a stupid price, I think, for the Cardinals to move him.
All right, let's finish up with another free agent, Tanner Scott. Lots of teams out there for him. Big time lefty.
See, that's just it. It's tough to predict where relief pitchers are going to go. But how does he not just sign with the Philadelphia Phillies? How do you not just scream that at the world? Because the Phillies bullpen has just been atrocious for years. I think it's either Philly or Baltimore. One or the other. They need that eighth inning guy. Obviously, Scott has closing experience. So if the Phillies want to sign him as a closer, there you go. There's your closer. If the Orioles want to sign him as their eighth inning guy with Felix Bautista coming back this year, and if Bautista comes back and he's not looking the same, okay, Bautista, you're in the eighth, Scott, you're in the ninth. One of those two. They need to get that done.
Well, and I mean, you talk about the Phillies or whatever and stuff like that, and I know who would run up the money for sure between the two of them, but package him and Hoffman. Re-sign Hoffman or whatever and that, package the two of them in the 8-9, 9-8, or 7-8.
And Scott's got the NL East experience, having came from the Marlins.
Yep. Yeah, I know it adds to their payroll and stuff like that on relievers, but they saw it, right? They saw it in the playoffs.
They need dudes.
They had wins. They had wins that turned into losses in the playoffs, the most important time of the year. That's why you get there, right? That's exactly why you get there. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here. Answer your curtain call questions in a second.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon.
You get the idea. And now get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of two phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband his favorite cologne, my sister Koolaburra by UGG slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off some of my other gifts. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid through November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to Tech, Sephora at Kohl's, and Koolaburra by UGG. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Thanks for the curtain call questions. You know where you can send them in to us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Facebook or Instagram to Nolan and myself. We'll try our very best to get them on. So I do have one that we were talking about, Nolan and myself, before that we want to kick this episode off with. So we're in a lull right now, and obviously everything that we talked about on this show tonight with waiting on Soto and everything else, it can just drag along. There's no question about it. So I want to talk about some of the things that baseball doesn't do, Nolan, or maybe can't do. I don't know if they got to start doing something. And it's making more excitement during games, prior to games even, and stuff like that. It's an entertainment world. That's what we're in. Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, whatever, 105 million watchers on Netflix that were probably disappointed at the end of the day or whatever and that, but still 105 million viewers. So I'm going to go over to college football right now. Pat McAfee doing that kick, field goal kick, prior to college football games. Look at the attractions that he is getting from that. You said it to me earlier today. What a genius move by ESPN. What can baseball do to try to do something like that? Or is baseball just baseball and it can't do that?
I just think baseball is baseball. As much as people want to have a hit a home run from second base contest or something to that extent, that's college football. That is college football in a nutshell. That's not the NFL. You look, yeah, that to me, it's just impossible to match. College football, the fans are just different. You could tell, and they're all students, right? So in case you're unaware of what Pat McAfee does on college game day, he does the field goal kick to one of the students there. They show up, and they have to be there before 6 in the morning. And then, basically, they just do a field goal kick. And if you make that field goal kick, then you win X amount of money, right? So kind of this past week, everybody saw, well, anybody that saw the clip saw what happened. Obviously, a woman won the lottery, passed it off to a guy. Guy steps up, said he can make the kick, makes the kick on his first try. They win $200,000 each, right? And as much as people want or would want that for baseball, just to make it more entertaining, those are students that have real student debt, right, that are doing these kicks. For MLB to do something like that, it would be mainly adults, I feel like. Now, obviously, you can pick out a college student at any game and say, hey, you want to come down here and hit a home run from second base before the game starts? Sure, that would draw up absolute interest and everything like that. But just trying to match what college game day does, I think it would be impossible. And I would love to see baseball try to attempt something like that. I just think it's too tough of a sell because baseball is just such an old school sport, right? Like football, obviously, they've changed everything to the point where basically you get 90% of the people thinking that it's rigged in today's day and age. And honestly, that's the way that I feel about it because you're looking at some of these calls that happen and it's just like, what the heck? Baseball, it can't be rigged, right? You're still trying to hit 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Like, you get what I'm saying? That's tough enough ask as is. So I just think baseball is too old school to try and implement something like that. Although I do think it would be great if they tried to do something like that at the college level before the College World Series or something to that extent. Instead of, well, obviously include the home run derby at the College World Series, but even have fans come down and they do like a home run derby. I think that would be cool.
So not at the MLB level, but certainly you'd like to explore it at the college level. So yeah. good insight for sure. So lots of questions sent in about this one, Nolan. MLB starting to do the automated umpire during spring training. What's your thoughts? Lots of people interested.
I think, like Manfred said, I don't think it'll happen under his watch. Unfortunately, he's supposed to be done in 2028. Once his contract expires, I know that he's trying to push for it, as he should be, because case in point, what was that, Game 4 of the World Series or Game 5? I can't remember. And even Game 2 of the World Series, the umpiring was just terrible. Just terrible. And you can't have terrible umpires on the biggest stage. Like, no disrespect, you just can't blow strikes and balls calls in the World Series. right? And that's your biggest viewership. When you get umpires, like especially home plate umpires, blatantly missing some of these pitches. Now, I get it's the human eye. And these guys, like I said, they're throwing 100 miles an hour and they're throwing 95 with movement and 80 to 90 mile an hour sliders that are breaking 18 inches and all this extra stuff, right? It's a tough job. I'm not sitting here saying that I could do it. But at the same time, the automated strike zone, they've tried it down in the minor leagues. It works. They've tried it out in Arizona Fall League. It works. Do it in spring training. See how it goes. I would love to see it by 2026, if at all possible, at some point during 2025. And I think they'll try it out during the All-Star game just to see how it goes there on the national media presence. I don't know if it will happen under Manfred.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because halfway through the year and that, you were even starting to hear when they're calling up these young players and stuff that are so acclimated to it and so used to it in the minors, you see how good their pitch recognition is. And it was amazing that they would never shake their head no or yes or whatever and that, unless it was actually a ball that was called a strike. But their recognition, they were able to adapt to it and stuff like that. So it'll be interesting to see how they navigate it for sure. I mean, it's interesting they're starting in spring training to see how it works overall. It's definitely going to impact your part of the world, Nolan, the catchers, those good catchers that have worked so hard the last 4 years on framing and being able to adjust. So it takes that away from them. But it is. It's going to be interesting to see it unfold. That's a great question sent in to us. Thank you very much, for sure. So here's another good one too, Nolan, that's going to be really interesting in 2025. Obviously, the unfortunate situation with Tampa Bay. Obviously, we've talked about it a little bit, but now over the last week, they figured it out that they're going to be going to Yankee Stadium in Tampa. And what's going to happen there when Tampa Bay makes it back into the playoffs? They're playing the Yankees.
You want to know what the funniest part about that whole situation is? That's the highest paid player on the Tampa Bay Rays roster. Is $15 million.
For the stadium upgrades that the Yankees are going to be doing.
Yep. That's the highest paid player. Honestly, no, I mean, it sucks for Tampa Bay, and they've even said that they might not even get the new stadium ready by 28. So cue up the music for Nashville. Cue it up for Charlotte. One of those two teams is going to have an MLB team real soon, I think. If they can't get that stadium ready by 2028 in Tampa Bay, or even get the Trop ready by 2026, there's going to be a new baseball home.
Yeah, there's got to be something for sure. So, you know what? Great for the Yankees to step up, obviously. It's just a good baseball move all the way around and stuff like that. It's not a major league stadium, but when you look at their overall attendance in Tampa Bay, it probably works perfect, right?
Yeah.
You're going to fill that stadium now. And I'm curious to see, I hope they do fill that stadium because obviously now you're not going across the causeway.
Yeah.
You're a Tampa fan? You can go there. No ifs, ands, or buts. There's no congestion. There's no waiting in line to get across there. If you're a St. Pete's a fan now or whatever, it's a little bit the other way, unfortunately. But beautiful spring training complex. They're going to fix it up. So, I mean, for a year, it's going to be nice. I love that stadium when I'm down there watching spring training.
Yeah, Steinbrenner Field's nice.
Yeah, I mean, the parking's right there. They've got the Buccaneers right across there, share the same parking lot and drive on. I mean, it's good. It's a good deal. But what do you think if you're the Yankees playing Tampa Bay in the playoffs, if that comes to fruition?
Familiarity with the field, to say the least.
Absolutely.
I don't even know if it would be a home field advantage for the Yankees.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, now, on the realistic side, that'd be devastating for baseball because now you're in the playoffs or whatever and that, and you're playing some home games, away games, whatever you want to call them, in a minor league field.
Yeah.
That would be tough. That would be tough. But you know, the way it's looking right now, as we're talking here today, the way the East is, Tampa Bay can slide right back in there again with a couple of nice offseason moves. They can be right back in the playoffs again. It's going to be interesting. There's no question about it. So, absolutely. Let's go over to this one. You've got this question coming in. Obviously, you've got Roki looking at signing this year from Japan. Is it starting to look like they're all going to West Coast teams?
100%.
And does this have to change? Is there something they've got to modify? Is there something they've got to...
100%.
Okay.
It is nonsense to me, the fact that I get that they're international free agents and all this stuff, but there should be a rule in place to prevent teams from signing these Japanese superstars in back-to-back years. Like, I get that it's, by all rights, they have every right to choose which free agent or which team they want to go to. I'm fully aware of that. But how do I advertise to baseball, Roki Sasaki, not with the Los Angeles Dodgers, or not with the San Diego Padres, just because of the Yu Darvish connection? Heck, I'd be fine if he signed with Seattle. I'd be fine with that. But by all accounts, he's waiting until January 15th for the international free agent to sign, or signing date to kick in for the 2025 season. How do I, like, if I'm Roki Sasaki and I'm looking at those two teams, yeah, absolutely, I'm wanting to go there.
Yeah, no.
If I'm MLB, I'm mad at the fact that these phenomenal players are just going all to one team, and we're turning baseball into basketball. And the fact where, hey, let's just build the super team and just win it that way. Like, at some point in time, there has to be something. Like the days of Boston Red Sox even kicking the tires on the Japanese market and getting these guys, I think is done. I just think they're just going to the West Coast because it's the closest to their home. And obviously, those are the teams that have the money and the Japanese market to sign these players. Like Chicago Cubs, yes, I get that they're inland, but that's about as far east as you're getting these guys to sign.
Yeah, I was going over it in my head as I was preparing for this question today and stuff. Exactly right. I mean, they've got a lot of traction right now. They've got, I don't know if they have every team in the major leagues going over to Japan and watching the Nippon League, but they've got a lot going over there now. What's the use in going over now? What's the use in spending money on scouts to be over there in Asia? Maybe Korea still or whatever and stuff like that. But
not if you're a Midwest team.
But you're right. Like they're almost shooting themselves in the foot too.
Not if you're a Florida team. You're not. You, like, there's no point in those guys going there. The Yankees, the Mets, I get that. They got the money to be able to do that.
But they're not getting them signed either.
No.
They like used
the Mets,
to.
The Mets got Senga. And yeah, the Red Sox, I couldn't tell you the last time they signed. Oh, Masataki Yoshida.
Yep.
That was a couple years ago. Yankees
forever.
I might be mistaken on this, but Hideki Matsui's the last one that comes to mind.
Yep.
Of any sort of prevalence. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, these guys, they might even, like the Jays, they might as well not even go over there.
That's what I'm saying.
Because it's literally just a waste of time for these guys. Because I think 99% of MLB owners and general managers know, okay, well, this guy's just going to sign here because that's the familiarity and that's what they know.
Well, hopefully they're talking about it today and tomorrow or tomorrow and Friday, whatever it is, at the owners' meetings and talking about that type of stuff. We've got to change this. We've got to implement something that, hey, you know what? If you're going to come over here, you really have to be available to all the teams because this is the premier league in the world and this is where you want to be. Imanaga said it this week at the awards show last weekend and stuff like that. They asked him what was the biggest difference and he said, the guys are just big and strong here. They're so much bigger and so much stronger. That was my biggest adaptation that I had to make coming over here. It was amazing. So you've got to be able to go out to everybody. So Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for sending in those questions. And we'll be right back here with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back to Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so a very under-the-radar move by the Toronto Blue Jays. I actually love this one. David Bell signed upper management. Going to be assistant general manager and in charge of player development. That means he's getting familiar with the minor league system. That gives the Jays another possibility for a manager by May of 2025, hopefully. I mean, I know I'm beating the dead horse here when I say get Schneider out, but I don't think you're bringing in Bell with no expectations that he could possibly be the manager down the line. He gets in with the front office, so he gets to pick Atkins and Shapiro's brain. Then all of a sudden, he gets to be the player development guy. So now he's working with the minor leagues and everything like that, gets to see what's coming up in the system. Assistant general manager, so obviously he's tied with the actual Blue Jays themselves. By all accounts, that's a fantastic move because Donnie Baseball might not be a guarantee that he'd be the next coach for the or manager, sorry, for the Toronto Blue Jays. Those are the two guys that I'm looking at, and if I'm Schneider, I got to be just sitting there knowing, like, what the heck? My job is maximum 1 year left, and I have to do as much possible within that year's time to try and earn the respect of the players again and to try and get this team to not only the playoffs, but at least a deep playoff run.
I have to assume Atkins and Shapiro have something very much planned like that. That's a totally different looking team if you put Mattingly and Bell in the dugout together. Either way, manager, bench coach, manager, you're flipping, flopping, either way. Old school guys, both of them, and that's exactly what that team needs. They got to start standing up. The players talked about it this year or whatever, but by August, too late. Too late. You got to get after it, man. There's no question. So you're right. I was really, really impressed with that signing. It was just a nice quiet one under the radar, I think, like you said, and just well thought out, I have to assume, because I think there's something coming, and I sure hope so for Jays fans. There's no question about it. Something has to shake out here pretty quick. No question. So Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for being a part of the show, part of the nation. You know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So stay with us. Share the message. Share the show. Wherever you are out there in the world, have a great week. Have a great week. Again, to all our servicemen and women around the world, thank you so much for doing what you do every day so we can do what we do here at the show and Dirtbag Baseball Nation overall. So it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.